Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Arachayim. We are up to Simon Reish Beis, Dinei Peiroi Se'ilon, the laws governing the blessings for the fruit that grows on trees, and we are starting Se'iv Zayin, says the Alter Rebbe. V'chein, and likewise, as we just mentioned, from the few examples we had on the previous Se'iv, that if grapes were planted at the end of the season, u'bemele, fall comes early, so to say, early for these fruits, it will never properly develop. This is considered a downgraded fruit, a fruit that had you planted it earlier on, it would have been a proper fruit. But now, the fall, the season, something outside of it, so to say, will ruin it, will downgrade it. And the Alter Rebbe therefore paskened that not only do you not make a ha'etz, not only do you not, you don't even make a ha'adama, as we had earlier in the se'im, and you only make a shahakal. So now says the Alter Rebbe, v'chein alachemetz, if you have vinegar, sh'oisim nisroifei anovim, that is a product of these end-of-seasoned grapes, here also you make on the vinegar a shahakal, just like you make the bracha on the grapes themselves, because of the general rule, shahayotzim en ho'anovim kamoisom, that the liquid that's extracted from the grapes is like the grape itself. And appreciate the chiddush here, because normally when it comes to bona fide grapes, we don't say that which leaves, that which is extracted of the grape, is like the grape. Absolutely not. On a grape you make a boyde pri ha'etz. On wine, we make an even more important bracha, boyde pri ha'gofen, as we'll learn soon. In other words, normally the product, that which is extracted from grapes, is considered greater, more chashuv than the grape itself. So here, one might have thought, don't forget, speaking about a grape, but we already explained in the last, if for this grape you make a shahakol, well, maybe the product from the grape should be considered epis, more chashuv. No, not in our case. In our case, we say the general rule, it came from a grape. If the grape is a shahakal, so will be the liquid itself. Se'if ches. Another very, very important se'if, as are all the others. Gar'inei ha'peidois. If you have the seeds of fruits, if by nature, imhei mesukim, if they are sweet, and sweet meaning, uru'uyim lachila, they are edible, then the din is shame pri aleim, they are considered a fruit, and therefore, umavarech aleim boire pri ha'etz. Now, te'im he'marim, if they are bitter, and as they are inedible, ein mavarech aleim klal, you make no bracha at all. Now, let's go back to, again, what we learned already. What's going to happen now if you made them edible? Through roasting them or through other methods. Fa'af in mitkan ali dehor, and if you went ahead now and you roasted them, or davar acher, or you used another method, which will sweeten them. So you don't say that what? That, oh, now they're sweet. So make a bite of priya aids. No. Ein mevarach aleim, elo shahakol ni'abadori. A shahakol you'll have to make, because they're edible. But you're not going to make a bracha more than a shahakol. Why? Because shagarinim hamarim, because these grapes, as they are on the trees, ein shem pri aleim klal, they are not considered a fruit. Like we mentioned already above, they are uke aids ba'almahim. Now you did something, you created something edible. Say that. So make on that a shahakol. And as for those of us who are learning with the sichas in English, Shulchan Aruch, so we have in footnote 20, he gives a practical application that if you have watermelon seeds or if you have pumpkin seeds, that he's writing, usually they're not eaten. But you went ahead and you can take and make them edible through roasting. Here, the Alter Rebbe is paskening that you make on these seeds a shahakol, God willing, to be continued.